Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God. And he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, in North Carolina, if you were looking for a big concert season this year, things aren't really going your way. Jeez Louise. Really unbelievable to watch what's happening here in the great state of North Carolina. And many of you are listening outside of the state, but this is something that, as we talk about the quote-unquote bathroom bill here on Call to Action Today, as we consider something that's going on here in North Carolina and then a religious freedom type action taken by the legislature down in Mississippi, and then the reaction of corporate America, as well as the reaction of entertainers. I mean, usually we're used to kind of goofy stuff with entertainers, right? Where we're like, okay, we don't really take what they have to say too seriously. And so it's fine when they sound off in the media and they, you know, they, hey, if so-and-so wins the election, I'm moving to Canada or Timbuktu or whatever. And, but now there's come a day when they are pulling out of doing concerts, for example, Bruce Springsteen. You knew about that one here in North Carolina, Bruce Springsteen. But what about somebody like Stephen Schwartz? Stephen Schwartz, who did Wicked and Children of Eden and Pippin, big time Broadway musical writer, has called on North Carolina theaters to cease all performances of these shows. Of course, Bruce Springsteen, you knew about that. Jimmy Buffett's going through with his concert, but is threatening not to come back. Ringo Starr, and I put this out on Facebook, Ringo Starr, of course, former Beatles drummer, he canceled his upcoming performance. And I said on Facebook, all 123 ticket holders were slightly upset about that because it's Ringo Starr. Cyndi Lauper, who's actually a big LGBT activist, she is doing her concert on June 4th. But she, you know, she wants to dedicate the money that she makes to fight this terrible effort that's going on here. And on and on and on it goes. Michael Moore, the filmmaker, you know, he's taking action. Brian Adams down in Mississippi, so on and so forth. And this is kind of going to a whole new level where you have all these companies coming after us here in North Carolina. The first, of course, was PayPal pulling out of a couple hundred million dollar over the long term deal that they were going to put in a center here in North Carolina and providing local jobs and things that are very important down in Charlotte. But because of the bathroom bill, HB2, they're out of there. So what do you do about it? What's going on? And there has been recently a lot of activity across the state. We did our prayer gathering here right out in front of the governor's mansion a couple weeks ago. And then there was a huge rally here in Raleigh, North Carolina, the headquarters, of course, the capital of North Carolina, just a week ago today. And there were a lot of people there at that, and a lot of people coming in from out of state, but also state leaders and ministry leaders, but also some people like me that are just kind of down in the trenches, people that love the Lord, that are trying to protect our children from any bill, any ordinance like Charlotte did that would begin to open the door just a little, which is all it takes, to be able to give we have about 850,000 registered sex offenders across America. The latest stat that I found was about 20,000 right here in North Carolina. And those are just the registered ones. So they've been caught and they're registered. But there's other sex offenders, obviously, out there who haven't been caught yet. And they're out there in this type of law where the city of Charlotte was going to open up public use bathrooms to whatever your gender identity is. So men could walk into a woman's bathroom or a locker room and say, hey, I'm gender identifying as a woman. You can't tell me not to come in here. And it's not really the transgendered people out there in general that I'm worried about. There's by all the calculations I can find and all the research from Census on is about 700,000 nationwide. It's not really those folks that I'm concerned about. It's the people that are proven sexual predators that are the concern. And there's, like I said, about 850,000 registered sex offenders across the nation. And those are just the ones we know of, about 20,000 right here in North Carolina. And that's a big concern. Did you know, for example, there's 30 million girls 14 and under across the nation, and a few hundred thousand, about 250,000 right here in North Carolina. So who's taking up their case? Who's trying to protect them? Yes, there is a, it's a difficult subject as you talk about what these people go through that are dealing with these gender issues, which, to be quite frank, I believe is just a personality disorder. You treat that, you help that, you don't enable it, and you certainly don't endanger young girls and women of any age, really, in order to try to make some kind of accommodation for that. It's just madness, but that's where we're at, 2016, here in the United States of America. So today, earlier today, a friend of mine introduced me to Donica Hudson. She's been down in Charlotte for years. She used to host a TV show called Charlotte Alive. She's been very active in the prayer movement. She's been very involved in what's going on with HB2 and the rallies around the state, and specifically down in Charlotte, but also up here in Raleigh, North Carolina. So I wanted to bring Donica on today to kind of share with us kind of the grassroots view. She's been right there in the middle of all of it since these things started in Charlotte. Donica Hudson, welcome to Call to Action.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve.
It's great to have you. We just have a couple minutes here, and then we're going to get through the commercial break, and then we'll come back. But tell us, Donica, how and why did you get involved with the fight here over HB2?
Well, Steve, I'm a mom of three kids, and that is the main reason that I'm involved. Someone has got to speak up for our kids, for the safety of our children, and for small business owners as well.
And then, what was the first step for you? I mean, it's one thing to kind of pay attention to it.
What kicked it off, Steve, was when my daughter, who is 14, took my first grader to the restroom while I was at the grocery store nearby. And this was just after the illegal Charlotte ordinance had been passed. So men were already starting to use women's restrooms. And my daughter was in there with my first grader. And a man came out of the stall dressed as a man, and she quickly pulled my first grader into the stall with her, and she was terrified. And then as soon as the man left, she ran out to me at the checkout counter and said, "Mom, this scared me. What's going on?" And I knew immediately that people were already starting to just use whatever restroom they preferred, even before the April 1st deadline that was set to start the ordinance in effect. So that's when I realized, okay, this is hitting home. I have got to speak up. For so long, we have been focused on, you know, even as a mom, I tend to focus on raising my own family. Pastors tend to focus on their own tribe. But this is the time now when all pastors, moms, and dads need to rally and unite as one to speak up against these ordinances and laws that will absolutely take away our religious freedom.
Yeah, because that's the one thing. It's, you know, and first and foremost, with this particular ordinance down in Charlotte, of course, was the issue of endangering, especially women and young girls from this ordinance that would give access to anybody that's claiming to be dealing with the gender issue. So you could lie about it. There's no test at the door to the bathroom. That was the first issue. But a secondary issue, which we'll talk about when we come back from the break, Donica, is what about the whole issue of religious freedom and what we can say and what we can do? That is getting worse by the day. This is Steve Noble, Call to Action. We'll talk about that when we come back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you today talking about HB2. By the way, on Friday, we had Ann Graham Lotz in the studio, and that video is up on the Facebook page where people are engaging right now, watching the show on Facebook at the Facebook page, facebook.com/C2A Radio. So if you want to watch the radio show, that's a way to do it. For some people, it's easier for them. Plus, we continue the conversation. When you're on radio, you're listening to commercial breaks or even live streaming the audio. But on Facebook, we continue the conversation and talk with the folks here on Facebook during the commercial break. So that's kind of cool. But that video is still up from Friday. The podcast is up from Friday, which the audio is a little bit better on the podcast. But that's with Ann Graham Lotz talking about the Daniel Prayer, her new book, which is this need for this aching, yearning, consistent crying out to God, which Daniel did on behalf of his people. And we're certainly in that situation today, not only here in North Carolina with the HB2 bill and all that's coming with it, but all across the nation. Today we're talking to a new friend, a Call to Action, but a lifelong friend as a fellow Christian and follower of Jesus Christ. We're talking to Donica Hudson, and she's been involved with this as a mom, as an activist, as a prayer warrior. And Donica, again, we really appreciate you taking time to be with us today on Call to Action.
It's an honor to be here, Steve.
So what's been the reaction, especially down there in Charlotte, Donica, just in terms of the church and Christian organizations? What's happening down there in order to, that's what the body of Christ is doing, that can maybe help with the situation, this fight that we have on our hands?
Well, what's been happening now has been a unity amongst the churches. We're just coming together. We're having prayer vigils. We're having rallies to keep North Carolina safe. And we are also beginning to bring in as many people as we can up to Raleigh to let our legislators know how much we appreciate their strong stand in signing and passing HB2. We really are grateful to our governor, Governor McCrory. We're grateful to the General Assembly, especially Speaker Moore and Senator Phil Berger and Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest. They've just taken such an onslaught of attack that is really disproportional to what HB2 really is. In fact, I would say, Steve, HB2 has been misrepresented. It has been presented with lies from a liberal media. And the reason these people are pulling out is just not what it's not the truth. It's a big lie. And if people truly understood the bill, I think they would rethink it. You know, it's ridiculous. I said at one of the rallies on Monday in Raleigh that it made no sense for PayPal to pull it out. It was just big business bullying because HB2 gives private businesses freedom to implement non-discrimination ordinances and transgender accommodations. So that just doesn't make sense. It's illogical. The reason people are up in arms is because our children, our women and our children are endangered. And like you said, when you quoted your statistics about sex offenders, they are rampant, and they do look for places like a bathroom to take advantage. And, you know, any mom knows it's in us to protect our children, and we're not about to throw them out to the wolves with a rogue law that is overreaching into the private sector already.
Yeah, it's really amazing when you get into the details of the bill, what it does and does not do. And, of course, most people react, and this is true on both sides of the aisle, most people react emotionally. They look at the headlines. They don't study anything on their own. They do not read it. Dan Forrest is a good friend of mine, the lieutenant governor here in North Carolina, got on the phone with a bunch of businesses and business leaders, CEOs, right after it all blew up when HB2 was passed last month. And he would ask, the first question he asked all these folks that he was talking to is, have you read the bill? And after one, they said, no, I have not. So people just buy into what the media feeds them. They look at the headline, they react emotionally, and then they jump on board, not really knowing what's actually in the bowels of the ship that they chose to climb up onto. In the speech that you gave last Monday here in Raleigh, Donica, you mentioned something about identity, which I thought was an interesting angle to take on this particular issue. So tell us about that. What did you mean by identity relative to the HB2 bill and what's going on here?
Well, that is what's at stake. Is the identity of my children and even the identity of our state. You know, you can look at our state historically and dating back to May 20th, 1775 with the Mecklenburg Declaration of Independence, which is on our state flag. You know, this was signed and covenanted a year before our United States Declaration of Independence. So this was Mecklenburg County was the original, I'll say it called birthplace of religious freedom for the nation. When all Presbyterian elders and a pastor covenanted with that MEC deck, as we call it. And so it's not surprising to me that the battle has converged in Mecklenburg County, of all places, and especially at this time. So with that as a backdrop of history, you know, I believe that that is why the enemy, that unseen enemy that we know as Satan, is looking where to put the axe to the root, so to speak. And if I were waging a battle, I would go for the place of the original covenant, which would be Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, we've got 240 years of history in covenant for religious freedom that has prevailed thanks to our courageous governor and General Assembly. And we are still first in freedom. And I believe that that is why, you know, this has happened at this particular point. But to bring it back to your original question, as a mom, it's my responsibility to train my children in the way that they should go. You know, I have a right, according to our Constitution, for my deeply held religious convictions and to be able to express those, although I believe that's what's next on the chopping block.
Sure.
Would be my ability to express my opinion and my deeply held religious convictions, which I do peacefully and peaceably. And, you know, with that, I believe the Bible. And I believe that the Bible says that God created us male and female, and that then he affirms that it is my right and my responsibility as a parent to train my children how to behave and what to live by. And that's my right. And it's also my right and my responsibility to train my children and warn them protect them when something's wrong. And it is definitely wrong for men to be allowed in women's restrooms and showers. It's plain common sense. We should not have men in women's bathrooms. That was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And for people not to see that and to overlook it and jump right to some misguided lie that the liberal media painted and pull concerts out of here is a total misjudgment of the bill. The bill is only about 5 pages long. I printed it out. We put copies at in my church on a table for everyone to read and become educated. You know, you can look it up online and print it out for yourselves. It's
sure.
an easy read.
Yep. Yeah, it's not difficult at all. Well, as we wrap up here, Donica, what are some ways that people, you know, listen, 70% of the people in North Carolina are for HB2. They understand the common sense measure that we're taking here. How do regular people get involved with this, both as Christians and then possibly just as conservatives?
Okay, the first thing I would say to do is to go to keepncsafe.org, sign that petition, click on business to sign the business owner letter of support, and then mark your calendars for Monday at noon on April 25th at the Halifax Mall in Raleigh, and that's on Lane Street between Wilmington and Salisbury Street. We're going to be having a big rally at the Halifax Mall, and it's important for us to show our legislators that we are there to support them. You know, regardless of the fact, Steve, that the liberal media will not pan the crowd, we had several thousand people there at
right.
our rally,
yep.
and we were only shown a little cross.
Of course.
And it looked like there were 20 people
yeah,
there.
But yeah, what else is new? That's always what happens. Give us that website one more time, Donica.
KeepNCSafe.org.
And it's a week from today, Monday, April 25th, right here in Raleigh, North Carolina, Halifax Mall, which is right behind the legislature. Donica Hudson, thanks for your stand. Thanks for all you've done over the years there in Charlotte to advance the cause of Christ. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Steve Noble. We appreciate you as well.
Thanks, sis. We'll talk to you later. Okay, friends, we'll be right back after this. Great to be with you today. The website is always c2atoday.com. If you want to watch the show, which I know sounds bizarre, but it's really been a neat experience on Facebook, facebook.com/c2aradio. By the way, when you go to the homepage at c2atoday.com, you have the links there for Facebook and Twitter, the podcast from this past Friday, for example, with Ann Graham Lotz talking about the Daniel prayer, which is just, you know, Daniel chapter 9, this incredible prayer that Daniel just crying out to the Lord over the cause of his people, the people of Israel, the nation of Israel, getting back to Jerusalem, all of that in their captivity, Babylonian captivity, and just a really powerful time on Friday with Ann Graham Lotz on Thursday last week on Theology Thursday, a topic that doesn't get covered very much, but we need to talk about it ourselves and inside the church, and that's the issue of doubt, doubting your own faith, doubting God's plan, just dealing with doubt in general. That was a powerful conversation as well. All that podcast information there at c2atoday.com. And if you want to jump on Facebook, we're live there on my Facebook page, facebook.com/c2aradio. So check out this list of companies, and then we're going to get to your calls. 866-348-7884. How are you reacting to the bathroom bill controversy here in North Carolina, especially? Because this is where, you know, this is my home base. This is where I live in Raleigh, North Carolina. And the businesses coming after us, the musical artists like Springsteen and now Boston's canceling their 3 shows and all of that. How do you react to all that? What do you think about this? Is this a fight we need to engage in as Christians and as Americans, as conservatives, and maybe even not as a conservative? You may be politically in the middle or liberal. What do you think about this bathroom bill fight? Is this something that we need to go to the mat and pay the price for? Or is it just much ado about nothing? Listen to this list of companies and then want to get to your calls. 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884, or 866-34-TRUTH. Levi Strauss & Company, Barnes & Noble, Kellogg, Northrop Grumman, Apple, GE, Pfizer, LinkedIn, Hyatt Hotels, Citibank, Dropbox, Reddit, YouTube, Herbalife, Uber, Tumblr, Intel, Google, Yahoo, Orbitz, Hilton Worldwide, Bank of America, Reddit, American Airlines, Whole Foods, Cisco Systems, IBM Corporation, PayPal, Starbucks, Pinterest, Microsoft, Marriott International, Yelp, Wells Fargo, Hewlett-Packard, eBay, Pandora, and Facebook, all on this letter, lambasting the governor of North Carolina as well as the legislature over this bill. And that's serious. And unfortunately, a lot of these are high-tech companies. This is the future of corporate America, and they are all after North Carolina. What do you say to the companies that hate North Carolina are coming at us? What do you say to the bands that are pulling out and the entertainment people that are pulling out? What do you say to them, especially if you're a citizen of North Carolina? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. What do you want to say to them? Keep your money? Get out? Or I'm sorry? Is this a fight that we should fight as North Carolinians, especially as Christians? Or is it just much ado about nothing? Let's just stay in the church and study the scriptures and edify one another and share the gospel. How do you react to this as an American, as a North Carolinian, and as a Christian? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to JD, who's calling in from Raleigh. I lost JD. We're going to get these other two people on here. JD, sorry about that. If you can call back, I'll get you right on the air. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. These are serious things going on here. PayPal, of course, was the first one to really come out swinging, canceling their Charlotte hub over the bathroom bill. It's funny. I posted this on Facebook. Not so funny, really, but typical. Then on one of their own locations, PayPal, you look in the back of the picture, and it was a boys' room, men's room, right there. They go, well, that isn't that wrong? Isn't that hateful? You have a men's room. It says men's room. What's the problem with that? And then PayPal, of course, right when this story broke, when they first came out after against North Carolina on April 5th, it came out quickly, and I talked about this at the time, that PayPal's trying to do business through one of the companies that acquired in Cuba. You know what they do to homosexuals in Cuba? It's not pretty. Imprisonment. They follow them. They harass them. And so because they can make money in Cuba, they're doing business. You know where else PayPal does business? Indonesia. You want to know what happens to homosexuals in Indonesia? Nothing good. And then you've got Apple. Apple, which has a bunch of stores in Saudi Arabia where they not only capture and imprison, but torture, chemically castrate, and even kill some homosexuals. Yet, Apple does business in Saudi Arabia. Nobody says anything. Well, that's because our culture is so far gone and the media is so far gone. They're not going to play based on sanity and based on common sense, and they're not going to put those things on the table. That's just a side issue. They have no moral authority whatsoever, but that doesn't matter in this nation anymore, in a nation gone crazy. Let me see if I can get to JD here calling in from Raleigh. JD, you're on with Steve Noble and Call to Action. Thanks for calling back. Go ahead.
Rick,
hey, JD. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm concerned. I think the real issue now, we've won this. I mean, you know, Donica was making wonderful points about the transgender bathroom issue where, you know, no one's calling transgenders pedophiles, but it's just so easy for a child to be victimized by a man who just understands the rules and puts on a dress. But I think we're going to win that one. What really worries me, though, is a provision of the law. It's kind of buried and not many people are talking about it, but the governor did talk about it yesterday. And if he caves on this, it's a big deal. And it's called private right of action. What he's talking about doing is getting the legislature to allow people who feel they've been discriminated against to sue in state court. And what that'll do, that is exactly what happened in Oregon, and some florist got a $150,000 fine. And this is what, you know, what they're using in New Mexico to shut down any Christian businesses
right.
that have a conscience against homosexuality. So if a Christian business, they can discriminate. They go to court. They get their business taken from them. Meanwhile, Bruce Springsteen decides to discriminate. Different set of values, but he's discriminating too, and he gets applauded. So,
right? Really, isn't that interesting? And that's a great point that you bring up, JD. And I've seen several people talking about that online and on some social media. I appreciate you calling and listening today, JD. And thanks for those points. It's really, really important that we pay attention to that. And when you look at that, you go, okay, look at what Bruce Springsteen did. Bruce Springsteen discriminates against people like, well, me and like JD, our last caller. He comes out and says, you know what? I don't want to watch this. You're going to get this quick. I don't want to do business with you people in North Carolina. Why? Because I totally disagree with what you're doing and I don't want to be a part of it. I'm not going to come down there and be a part of what you're doing because I don't agree with your lifestyle. What lifestyle is that, Bruce? Well, that lifestyle is you're discriminating. You're hateful people. You don't want to allow gender-confused people to use the bathroom that they identify with. You're just hateful people. So I'm not going to serve you. I'm like, well, where have I heard that before? Oh, that's right. The baker, the candlestick maker, all that, right? So with a gay wedding, quote-unquote gay wedding. So there you go. I don't want to be a part of that. Why? Because I don't agree with that. I'm not going to put my stamp on that. I'm not going to lend my talent to that cause. I'm not going to take part in your homosexual wedding because I'm a Christian, and that's just flying in the face of God's definition of marriage. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to lend my talent and take part in that service. You want to buy a cake in here? You want to buy cookies? We serve everybody. But I don't want to use my talent, my product, to take part in a very specific purpose. That's a statement, and I don't want to make that statement. So, Bruce, that's cool. We'll give him another Grammy or whatever for doing that. But when a Christian does it with a business that doesn't want to take part in a gay wedding, now you can't say a homosexual walks in the door and say, sorry, we don't serve your kind here. That you can't do that, and I assume most of you agree, if not all of you, agree with that. That's discrimination of an illegal sort. But to take part in a homosexual wedding, okay, that's like I'm going to go to the black T-shirt maker, and I'm going to say, hey, bro, I need you to make up 500 T-shirts. I'm getting together. We're having a little reunion of the KKK here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And okay, well, what shirt do you want? Well, we want the shirt that says kill all the N-I-G-G-E-R-S. That's the shirt we want. So print that up for us. Whatever happened to the days of no shoes, no shirt, no service? You go, no, I'm not going to use my business to advance your agenda. I don't agree with that. Go down the street. That's logic. But see, logic is dying fast, and not only in North Carolina, but across the entire country. Let's go to William. He's calling in from Greensboro. William, you're on with Steve and Call to Action. Thanks for listening. Go ahead.
Steve, thank you very much for your commitment to the Lord and what you're doing to educate the public every day. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks, pal.
Wanted to cite the fact that Cirque du Soleil had canceled their show in Greensboro. It's my understanding that they have fairly elaborate plans for a tour in Dubai, which is similar to Indonesia in terms of how they treat homosexuals. And secondly, it's also my understanding that Bryan Adams had just completed a tour in Egypt, which is not exactly the most friendly place on earth to the Rainbow Coalition. So
no.
Just wanted to cite a couple of cases of hypocrisy there. And you know, if one goes to Tennessee or Georgia or South Dakota or wherever, I would suspect that the police would be summoned if we tried to go in a ladies' room.
Oh, sure.
There's nothing that has changed in North Carolina.
No. No, there isn't. And that's where all the charges of discrimination and hate. And William, thanks so much for your kind comments and your encouragement. And thanks for calling in today. And all of that, you just go, well, what is that about? What did we do that's so hateful? Because everybody's concentrating on the 700,000 people around the country that are dealing with the gender issue, which, by the way, is a personality disorder. And you don't rearrange the country over a personality disorder. The bigger issue is the 30 million girls, 14 and under, who need to be protected in their own bathrooms and their own showers. That's common sense. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. I think this is going to be my new theme song. It should be your new theme song, too, if you're a Christian. If you're going to follow Jesus Christ, if you're going to hold fast to his word, Rebel Rebel is now what we are. Although that's nothing new, right? He was a rebel rebel when he was coming against the Pharisees and the Sadducees of the day, all the religious big mouths of the day, hanging out with tax collectors and sinners and hookers and all of that good stuff. He was a rebel rebel. So am I, and you should be, too. Now, what we don't need to be is a rebel rebel who's unnecessarily obnoxious. You know, Jesus full of both grace and truth. Tim Keller, I'm going to keep pounding this into your head because I need it pounded into mine. This is a great message from Tim Keller. I'm going to get right back to the calls here. If we're all truth but no grace, we're just a bully. But if we're all grace and no truth, you're just a coward. Jesus full of both grace and truth. John chapter 1, verse 14. So we engage this with the truth, absolutely, but we have to remember Jesus was also very just as much full of grace. And that's where the Pharisees might have had some truth from the scriptures, but they had no grace. And that's why Jesus hammered them, because they were all outward, but their hearts were wicked and black. That's why he said, you're like whitewashed tombs. You look beautiful on the outside, but your inside's full of dead bones. And we need to remember that as we engage the culture on all these subjects. Listen, I get it. I get angry too. But remember your witness. And we have to be both truthful and full of grace. Let's get back to our callers who have been very patient today. Victoria, you're on with Steve. Thanks for calling. Thanks for waiting. Sorry to keep you on hold for so long. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. And I do want to say that I am so thankful for the Call to Action Radio. I am thankful for your ministry because before God has used your ministry to really allow me to grow in boldness and holy boldness. Because Amen. Before I was one of those people who was all full of grace and no truth and I was just a coward. But I am thankful for the ministry that has allowed me to grow.
Thank you.
About this age too, and how we may lose connection, but about this HB2 bill and all these fans and these different organizations that want to persecute North Carolina for standing on the word and standing on truth, I just say let them if they want to pull out, let them, because I would rather have to go back to a simplistic lifestyle without all the hoopla, than to deny or to compromise any further the word of God.
Amen.
We can love people. We can love them. And that's what I really truly feel like is not being understood, is that as a true Christian, you love people. You love them. You pray for them. You encourage them. And you want to see them, because the Bible says he's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance.
That's right.
However, you do not compromise. You love the sinner. You hate the sin. You love the person. You work with, and you show love. We don't beat people up, but this is what they're not getting. They're getting, all y'all Christians are just holy rollers and Bible thumpers, and North Carolina's full of Bible thumpers and holy rollers. Well, let me be one, because I will no longer sit back and compromise, because I too have a daughter. She's about to be 16 years old, and it's so much stuff that the media infiltrate into our children anyway, trying to desensitize them to sin and trying to get them to really accept all this other stuff. And it is time for the armies of the Lord to stand up and stand for truth.
Amen.
If you stand for truth and righteousness, or sit down.
Yep, you got it. You got it, Victoria. Thank you so much for your encouragement. Thanks for listening. Great job. Thanks for sharing with us.
Awesome.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. Let's jump over to Christine from Kernersville, North Carolina. Christine, you're on with Steve. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thanks, Steve. Hi. I just want to say that, number one, I'm a born-again believer, spirit-filled, and I have been for many, many years. And my family is Christian, and we love Jesus. I also have a transgender son. And, from what I understand, there have been no cases of transgender people sexually molesting children in bathrooms. The problem is that cis people who are pedophiles will go in the bathroom, a man dressed like a girl, and then molest people. But, you know, my son is being hurt by this bill, because now he doesn't know what bathroom to go into. And it's extremely uncomfortable for him, and won't do it to go into the female bathroom. I mean, this is a whole different perspective I'm coming from.
Sure. Yeah, and that's one of the things, and I really appreciate you calling in and sharing that, Christine, and talking about it, because this is where it gets really difficult and where we have to have compassion, and I'm trying to have compassion as a Christian, because we have to deal with the reality of that your son is in this world and dealing with this reality in his life. And then I look at that's in my left hand. And then in my right hand, and I've shared these numbers before, nationwide, there's about 30 million girls, 14 and under. There's about 850,000 registered sex offenders that we know of. That's not all of them. And for me, I'm sitting, because I have sons and I have daughters, and I'm sitting there going, okay, how do you balance these two? How do you,
right.
You have to acknowledge the incredibly difficult, all I can do is listen to the heart of you, his mom, and I have to acknowledge what an incredibly difficult challenge that your son faces, that you face. That's real, and we have to be compassionate about that. My concern is not for your son or any other member in terms of looking at them as a threat. My concern is not that. My concern is the registered sex offenders, like you mentioned, that are out there, and at some point you have to go, okay, which one is more important? And right now, for me, I have to go, well, there's a whole lot more young girls, especially 30 million of them nationwide, that if we're going to open the door a little bit further for sexual predators, I just have to say, as much as I care about your son's situation, I think that the other one's a bigger issue because you've got exploitation and violence and sexual predators. Yeah. And I go, that's a much bigger nightmare to me that I think legislatively we have to deal with. Does that make sense?
Yes, it completely makes sense. And, you know, I agree with you there. I just think that we ignore the perspective that I'm coming from,
yeah,
and that my son, who just turned 18, who loves Jesus and is struggling with this, we ignore those people and their hearts. I mean, I go to support groups where there are transgender people there. These are real people who have issues and problems. And I think that side of the issue is being totally ignored.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think then, and that's why I said we had a prayer gathering here in Raleigh up 2 weeks ago out in front of the governor's house. And I said, listen, don't forget when we get to pass something like HB2, it's like being at a football game. There's a winning side and there's a losing side. And I hate it when somebody is a bad winner. So it's really unloving, yeah, to spike the football and not care about what the other team is experiencing. In this case, Christine, like your own son. And I think we need to message that better. I'm trying to do my part to say, listen, I cannot ignore the fact that there are people made in God's image, just like your son, who makes a profession of faith, who are in a world that I cannot relate to at all. I can't even begin to imagine how difficult it is. I have to acknowledge that openly. At the same time, trying to talk about protecting these 30 million young girls around the country and older people, of course, but predominantly the younger ones. And you got to approach that with compassion and with gentleness. And you really got to watch your tone, because your son is not my enemy. And we have to be really careful to communicate that. And I don't think we've done a good job of that.
And I thank you very much for that. I also have a 14-year-old daughter, so I'm right there with you understanding the 30 million. You see, so I'm on both sides.
Yeah.
So thank
Christine,
you for your compassion.
You're welcome. And God bless you. And just, man, just keep crying out to the Lord. I know you are, for your son and this whole situation. And you know, the thing I look forward to is for those of us that are in Christ, one day all this garbage goes away and everybody will be healed and we'll have that eternal bliss forever and ever. But I really appreciate you calling and bringing that message today.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome. Okay. God bless you. Let me jump real quick. See, that's just a blessing. Thank you so much to Christine for calling in. Josie, let's go to Josie in Asheboro. Josie, you're on with Steve. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good. Well, I'm going to put my defense in, too. I believe, just like with Jesus, how he got angry about when he overthrew the tables in the temple, about how they turned his house of prayer into a den of thieves, right? We live in a generation where bad is good and good is bad, and that is really sad, because never in my lifetime have I ever thought that I'd be battling for our LGBT group. That is, you know, I know they are human beings. They have rights and everything else. But looking at the whole perspective, they are so confused and don't understand where we are right as far as what Jesus told us. You know, we are to love one another. We are to stand up for truth and right. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm standing up for truth and right. They have a right to live their lives, whatever their sex is. But to put it on a whole as a nation, this nation was founded on Christian values, and to see how far we have come from, well, I guess, say, 2011 to where we are today. You know what I'm saying?
Truly amazing and heartbreaking, which is why, Josie, and I appreciate you bringing up that point, and thanks for calling it, which is why it's a great reminder to all of us that we have to be in prayer for those in authority over us. We have to do that. I'm going to go to my new friend, Amber, who's calling in from Pennsylvania. Amber, I don't have a lot of time, but I know you wanted to share something. We got about a minute left, so go ahead.
Okay, well, I'll just say this pretty quickly. I do want to say, as an ex-bisexual, I find PayPal very hypocritical, even if I was still bisexual. And I am against the bathroom thing, by the way, but I find it very hypocritical. They're taking their company to some place where they murder gays and slay gays. And I just also wanted to say to that person with that transgender son, he can change just like God has changed me.
That's right.
I mean, I'll be praying for you guys.
Yeah, Amber, thank you so much for calling in. Thanks for watching on Facebook. Sorry, Desmond, I couldn't get to Desmond and Raleigh. Hopefully we'll be able to do that again. But this is a tough situation. I praise God that Christine called and shared, because we need to remember that there are people out there, real people made in the image of God, that are hurting from all of this. And remember, that young man, all of them, they're not your enemy. We have one enemy. His name is Satan. Let's keep him where we need to keep him. This is Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Man, please help us, Lord. I'll talk to you tomorrow.